Listening Library presents The Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank, edited by Otto H. Frank and Miriam Pressler, and translated by Susan Masati. Read for you by Selma Blair. Forward. Anne Frank kept a diary from June 12, 1942 to August 1, 1944. Initially, she wrote it strictly for herself. Then, one day in 1944, Gerrit Bolkestein, a member of the Dutch government in exile, announced in a radio broadcast from London that after the war, he hoped to collect eyewitness accounts of the suffering of the Dutch people under the German occupation, which could be made available to the public. As an example, he specifically mentioned letters and diaries. Impressed by this speech, Anne Frank decided that when the war was over, she would publish a book based on her diary. She began rewriting and editing her diary, improving on the text, omitting passages she didn't think were interesting enough, and adding others from memory. At the same time, she kept up her original diary. In the scholarly work, The Diary of Anne Frank, the critical edition, 1989, Anne's first unedited diary is referred to as version A, to distinguish it from her second, edited diary, which is known as version B. The last entry in Anne's diary is dated August 1, 1944. On August 4, 1944, the eight people hiding in the secret annex were arrested. Miep Gies and Bep Foskel, the two secretaries working in the building, found Anne's diary strewn all over the floor. Miep Gies tucked them away in a desk drawer for safekeeping.